Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to a new mini podcast called From Home. My name is Michael Ruhlman. Guests on From Home will be giving us self-recorded updates on what they're cooking, what's in their pantry, and what they're looking forward to when life gets back to normal. If you walk the streets of downtown Decatur, Georgia, one thing you'll find among the bookshops and boutiques is an abundance of independent, locally owned bars and restaurants. And that is where our guest today makes his home. Drew Boleyn is the executive chef at the Italian-inspired 246. And he's also the VP of creative for the rest of restaurateur Ford Fry's empire, imparting his love of simplicity and seasonality into a number of restaurants. Without further ado,
this is From Home with.
This is From Home with Drew Boleyn.
Hi, my name's Drew Boleyn. I am the head meatball cook at Restaurant 246 in Decatur. I'm also the creative director for the Rocket Farm Restaurant Group in Atlanta. And right now I am sitting at my house in Decatur, Georgia, here in Atlanta, waiting to go back to work.
Choose one easy-to-prepare recipe dish that has become a go-to for you.
What have you been cooking during quarantine?
Well, everything that we cook at our house is based on the seasons. We've always been members of a CSA. We always have a really big herb garden growing in our backyard. You know, and I'm really interested in sort of supporting small farmers. We have these brand Iberian Pastures is raising Iberico pork down at White Oak Pastures in South Georgia, down around Albany. And we've been getting steaks shipped in from them. They do really interesting sort of off cuts. You know, I'm sort of like over the double cut pork chop commodity pork loin kind of stuff. So for me, when I'm getting stuff from Iberian Pastures, they're shipping me steaks like the Secreto and the Presa and the Copa, all these different cuts sort of from around the neck that have a little bit more depth and flavor and character. Plus the pork that they're raised. It's grass-fed organic pork, and it's the Iberico. So it's just this really super rich, fatty pork with a lot of nutty kind of umami flavors to it. We just keep it really simple at my house. Like right now, the CSA, they dropped off some like really beautiful strawberries and some really gorgeous asparagus. This is Love is Love Farm here in East Atlanta, and got some beautiful asparagus from Watsonia Farm. The recipe, I guess, here is that we make these really beautiful salsa, like a salsa verde or a chimichurri from all the herbs that we're growing right now. Like, and we have all these different types of basil and parsley, coriander mints growing outside. So I did one that was just like a basil, mint, a little parsley, and some coriander with like a touch of caper and some lemon right at the end. So you get this really super bright green herbaceous salsa verde. We just zip it in the blender real quick, and it turns out fantastic. We just spoon that salsa verde. Sometimes I put a little mustard in there too. Spoon that salsa verde right over like the grilled secreto with some grilled asparagus and like a little bit of strawberry and arugula salad. We got some arugula growing in the garden right now, and just like really super simple, fresh vegetables. We're trying to eat really clean while we're in quarantine. Actually, I would be lying if I told you we're really eating super clean. But for dinner, at least, we're having some good, healthy, just lean proteins, really good fats, really good local organic vegetables whenever we can, for sure. You think, well, it's hard to source right now, but like all of these small farmers and all of these people are making all of these amazing products available online, and you're getting everything shipped here. Most people are getting everything shipped to their house anyway. So, you know, like for me, it's the excitement of sourcing. You know, that's what the recipe is to me right now. It's being able to procure all of these cool products. And we have all of these great sort of delivery services to get them to us without having to leave our house. So for me, that's what's really cool.
What's in your cupboard?
Take a look in your cupboards.
What's in your cupboard?
What's in your pantry?
Walk us through what you see. What are you stocked up on?
I'm just literally opening up the cupboard and taking a look. I've got like four or five different types of really beautiful olive oils. Earthy, grassy, nutty. In my pantry, you're always going to see some really beautiful nuts. Super fresh. Cashews, almonds, hazelnuts. Fresh peanuts from South Georgia. We get these organic peanuts down from these guys in South Georgia, Row Organics. I love to dibble dabble in Chinese cooking. Always have a jar of like some sort of fermented black bean garlic sauce. Love the chili crisp in oil. Got a bunch of different types of interesting soys and different vinegars. For the staples, I've always got my kosher salt. I've always got Maldon. I've always got black peppercorn and a pepper mill, not the pre-ground stuff, of course. Good coffee beans. Oh, I love sesame oil as well. We've got a couple of different types of sesame oil, hot sesame oil in Chile. One of my favorite things to do, we get these really beautiful, we've actually got our own chickens going now, but we always used to get the farm share eggs from Love is Love Farm, and they're getting them from Rise and Shine up in North Georgia. And we take those eggs, we boil them soft, and then I throw them into a Ziploc bag with a little bit of sesame oil and a splash of soy sauce, and let the hot sesame oil. So you get these, and you just let them sit for a couple of days. Like super simple, couldn't be any easier. And then you have these sort of like pickled, no, not really pickled, but the eggs sitting in soy and hot chili. They're delicious. You know, always tons of fresh fruits this time of year. It's spring kind of crossing into summer. So we're seeing here in Georgia, we're starting to see peaches come in. So I've always got like a bunch of blueberries. I've always got a ton of strawberries. I've always got a ton of peaches. We're just getting the first crop of peaches starting to hit the counter now. They're almost delicious. Not quite there yet, but they're getting pretty good. Tons of herbs. Oh, and honey. We keep bees. So we've always got a huge jug of honey. Always catch the kids dipping the spoon right in the honey jar. And it's fine since these are my quarantine crew. We eat tons of oatmeal in the morning, just straight boil with water and berries. Pretty simple, but that is an absolute staple. We're a little unorganized. And then I always keep a big bag of Korean red chili flake. We do a lot of like leftover. We have like Carolina Gold rice leftover. The kids love rice. We always have, I always make too much rice. I don't know if anybody else does that, but I always manage to make way too much rice. And we always do like fried rice the next day. I got this really beautiful cut of pork belly in, like bone in, skin on, roasted it. And then we take that and we fry up chunks of pork belly in with that Carolina Gold rice and then tons of chopped coriander in there. And then that red Korean pepper flake chunked in, a little bit of soy, a little bit of sesame oil, and you just got a quick fried rice with a few farm eggs. It's great. So that's kind of it, you know, sort of the basic staples for us.
Tell us about the dish you eat when you want to feel comfortable, safe, nostalgic, or taken care of.
What's your ultimate?
Ultimate? What is your ultimate comfort food?
And why do you love it so much?
All right, favorite comfort food. Well, what we've been doing here a bunch, so like pizza is all... I know, it's like nothing super exciting. It was like a toss-up between lasagna and pizza. But for us, like, we've been doing some pretty awesome Detroit-style pizzas at the house. We bring, at 246, we're doing to-go food. It's one of our restaurant over in Decatur. that's like a mile from my house. And I bring the pizza doughs home and the or whatnot for the kids. And we've been stretching it out into like a 2-inch half pan and just building in whatever toppings the kids are in the mood for at the time. Tons of olive oil down. It's almost like frying in the oil, the crust, and gets like nice and super golden brown and really crunchy. And then lots of cheese in there to the point where the cheese has kind of gone over the edges of the crust and it makes this like frico sort of fried on the outside of the pan. You get this like super hot layer of tomato sauce. And then there's this shop called Pine Street Market in Avondale Estates, like right down the street from my house. So we've been using a lot of their meats, cured salamis and speck and whatnot on top. So you put the meats on top and we have this really beautiful layer of basil from the garden underneath the meats. And the meats get like all golden and crispy on top as it bakes. And that sort of crust fries in the olive oil and that really hot cheese and sauce underneath has been sort of our go-to comfort food. And then for my wife, we make it like a pizza salad. So we just make a classic Caesar salad. Like one of the staples that I missed out on was that I always have a thing of really beautiful salted. I have two types of anchovies. I keep salted anchovies. I keep oil-cured anchovies. So we take the salted anchovies, smash those into a bowl with a couple of cloves of fresh garlic. Smash that in with a little bit of egg yolk, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of red wine vinegar, some good olive oil, and kind of whisk that together and just make a really classic Caesar dressing. Toss in whatever beautiful greens we might have at the time. I think we had a nice head of escarole the other day. Just made a beautiful escarole Caesar salad and just pile that right on the top of Detroit-style square pizza, sort of our go-to dish. Even though I was lying to you and telling you that we eat healthy earlier, that has been kind of our... What we've been really excited about, what the kids are excited about, we always try and have pizza night once a week, and that's been pretty cool for us. We've had a lot of family time, which has been pretty awesome, trying to look on the bright side of things.
From a food perspective, walk us through what happens when this pandemic is under control.
What do you miss about restaurants? Restaurants.
What's the first restaurant or bar you'll visit? What will you order? Why?
Well, when the pandemic is over... Hopefully soon. We're opening another restaurant in Nashville right now. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of traveling up there. And like one dish that I always think about that I love from that city is, it's a toss up between a meal at Bastion with Chef Josh and everything that he does that's amazing. And you could sit down and have everything on the menu there. And it's just mind blowing how amazing that restaurant is. Really small kind of format dining room, really cool staff. You're really interacting with the kitchen staff, really interacting with Josh. They really curate such an amazing experience for you. I guess there's like three places. I don't know why I'm plugging Nashville so much here, but second place is my all-time favorite lunch spot, which I hope that they're going to be able to reopen. I've heard rumors of, you know, having tough times, as is everybody, but Arnold's Meat and Three, get a little plate of shaved roast beef, whipped potatoes, and some beautiful cooked turnip greens, and a slice of pie. So my go-to lunch. First stop I make when I'm driving to Nashville, pull into Arnold's and get a plate of roast beef. And then my third stop in Nashville would be one dish that always really stands out to me. It's just such a simple dish executed brilliantly. It's just the roast chicken at Ralph and Daughters. It's just cooked in a little bit of jus, a lot of butter, lemon, lots of roasted garlic. It's a perfect chicken dish to me. You know, it's really just all about the simplicity, speaking to the chicken. And that's the kind of stuff I crave, is that sort of simplicity. That's the stuff I really look forward to when this whole thing hopefully starts winding down.
Is there any message you have for listeners right now?
How to support.
Support.
Anything they should do to support their local hospitality industry workers?
How to support.
Take care.
As far as like a message for listeners right now, you know, anything that they can be doing to sort of help this restaurant community, this sort of food community out right now from, you know, everybody's hurting. Obviously, restaurant workers and farmers. You know, one of the awesome nonprofits that I'm fortunate enough to sit on the board of directors for is an organization here in the state of Georgia called Georgia Organics, where we really try and promote organic farming and really try to have resources to help support small local farmers here in the state of Georgia, as well as trying to help just a lot of education for the farmers and whatnot. So anybody that could reach out and help support Georgia Organics, that would be awesome. And then obviously ordering to-go food from your favorite shop and tipping good. Any to-go orders help right now. You know, all of a lot of our restaurants are open for to-go. We're opening a few more this week for to-go. So if you guys can and head in there and show them some love for the Rocket Farm restaurants around the city, that would be awesome as well here in the state of Georgia and Houston and Nashville and Charlotte. Hey guys, thanks for listening to me rant a little bit about food. Always excited to sort of share what I'm passionate about. And really, it comes down to sourcing for me, right? Like that's the excitement. That's the recipe, is getting passionate about getting involved in your local food scene and going out there and finding sort of all these amazing, awesome things and that you didn't know that existed sort of in your community. I mean, I'm fairly in touch with this community and every single day I'm finding some really new cool product, something new that some awesome person is doing that I'm learning about and getting to get involved in. And that to me is the growth. I mean, even my growth has been tremendous in this lockdown because I've had all this time to do a bunch more research that I didn't realize this stuff was available to me, even in Atlanta, even after doing this for 20 plus years in this city. It's really cool. So that's the excitement. That's the journey. That's the recipe. It's in the sourcing.
Drew, a lot of my listeners are cooped up in urban centers right now. So I know they're all incredibly envious of your easy access to farms and fresh foraged food. I'm so grateful you walked us through an easy salsa verde. That's something we can all adapt and make our own, no matter what we've got in our pantry.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.